Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles, brought to you by Hum Nutrition. Okay, Kirby, I want to talk about one of my new favorite Hum Nutrition products that Matt actually turned me on to.
Ooh, the husband. Love it.
It's called Wingman, and it's a supplement that supports liver detox and aids in digestion. And then as a result, it helps reduce the appearance of dark circles under your eyes.
Okay, wait. So let's back it up. How does that actually work then?
All right. So it has milk thistle, dandelion root, and artichoke, all of which work to give your liver a good cleanse. Ooh. So the milk thistle has been shown to regenerate liver cells and support detox mechanisms.
Okay, so that makes sense. Because usually I'm like, nothing's going to get rid of your dark circles. But if you're detoxing your liver,
right,
I think that definitely
from like the inside out.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So it sounds like it's something that might be great as well if you've been getting your drink on.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Awesome.
And that is the first time I actually used it. I'm a bit of a lightweight and I had a couple glasses of red wine.
And your liver was like, help me.
Yeah, like that.
Drowning.
And then I woke up feeling awful. And then Matt was like, you should try these Wingman capsules that you got sent to you. Why haven't you tried them yet? So I took 2 capsules and then I swear like a couple hours later, I was feeling less groggy and gross.
Okay. So straight up, I need some of this.
Yeah. Because we all need some of this.
I am a lightweight too. Yeah. Like 2 drinks and I'm like 0 to 100, ready
right.
to go.
Exactly.
Like and doing Britney Spears choreography.
Yeah. Or like even if you just have like a big night out, you know, like you can take the 2 capsules before.
Yep.
You know, plan ahead.
So it's like a hangover detox.
100%.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So you said that it helps with dark circles. Have you personally experienced that?
No. So I have not personally seen those results. I don't really get a lot of like dark circles. It's not a big problem for me, but I have talked to other people who have taken Wingman specifically to get rid of their dark circles and they said that it helps.
Okay. Yeah. I'm down with that. So if you guys want to learn more about Wingman or any other Hum Nutrition products, you can head over to humnutrition.com. Okay, guys. So let's make sure that we are all subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, you know, all the major podcast platforms. Please leave us a 5-star review and follow us on social at Gloss Angeles on Instagram, Gloss Angeles Pod on Twitter, and join our lovely and active Facebook group. All right, guys, it's time for
What's on Your Face?
Yeah.
Okay, Kirby. What is currently on your face?
Okay, y'all are going to hate me because this is an expensive product. Sorry. I literally, guys, it's, but I think every beauty editor can attest to this. You try the products blindly because you don't want people to think, oh, I'm only proposing you try this because it's expensive or right. I, you know, you don't want people to, you don't want to try it and then be like, oh, but it's this brand, it's cheap or whatever. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like you don't want the price to affect your review.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried this product. It's the Dermalogica Phyto Nature Firming Serum. I got a facial at Dermalogica to try out this product. Afterwards, literally, I could not stop touching my face. I feel like I've talked about this on the pod.
I think you talked about it on your Instagram.
Yep.
Yes. Not the pod.
Really? Okay. Yes. Okay. So I have been trying this product and I have been teasing it on my Instagram. I loved how my face felt afterwards. I just kept touching it. I couldn't, like, literally, it was like, why does my skin feel so much firmer and plumper? And it was from this serum. I'm going to be 100% with you. I truly don't understand how it works.
That's
like,
fine.
What I loved is we had this meeting at Dermalogica. I spoke to a skin expert there from the brand. And for like 45 minutes, she walked me through the technology and the science behind this product, how long it took them to create it, why they created it, and really the focus of this serum, obviously firming, but to help reduce the appearance of fine lines. I have fine lines under my eyes, you know, I have crow's feet, I do get Botox from time to time, but like I don't get Botox in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of fascinated to learn about this specific product.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it just talks about all the external factors that count when it comes to aging. A lot of us are like, well, genetically, you look great because you have the genetics. But actually, I think genetics, according to Dermalogica, only count for 50% of how well you age, which I thought was super interesting. The rest are all things that we can change about our lifestyle. So
wow,
like
50%.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Okay.
Sleep counts for a big portion of it. Pollution, blue light, all that stuff, how we eat, if we smoke, all of those things. And so this basically uses these I'm going to try to say this properly. Sapphire bound biomimetic peptides.
Ooh.
To me, I'm honestly like, what does mean? But it basically helps to firm the skin and reinforce your skin's defenses to counter visible signs of aging. Long story short, I used this that day. I kept touching my face, loved it. I've been using it every day since, both morning and night. And I just love the way this product feels. It's a double serum. So on one side you have like a water-based serum. On the other side you have an oil-based serum. They separate them because obviously water and oil don't mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then you apply it to your face and literally, I'm not exaggerating here, it minimizes the appearance of fine lines after just one application. It's like this flash firm technology. And then over time, you'll notice like around 4 weeks, you'll notice your skin starts to look a lot more firm, a lot more smooth. And that's what I've been really loving. Like, I feel like my skin has this really nice luminosity, especially on my cheeks. And it's because of this specific serum that I've been using, obviously in conjunction with a few other things. But
that's amazing.
It's a really great serum. It's $145, fam.
You know,
but it's a big bottle. I will defend it.
And I will say, like, a lot of Dermalogica's products are not this expensive. Like, they're pretty affordable for the kinds of products that they create. And because, I mean, they've been doing it for so long. They're like the OGs.
Exactly. And this particular serum, like the technology behind it and the ingredients that they use aren't featured in other products currently. I feel like, I'm not sure if they have a patent on it, but like, I could see other products starting to mimic how this particular serum works.
But so I'm sure it is just like you're paying.
It's proprietary.
Like
there's nothing else like it on the market, which I really appreciate.
It's an investment.
It's an investment for your skin. Listen, we have had messages from you guys saying I shilled out $180 for an ounce of La Mer. If you're going to do that, it's worth looking into this. They're both completely different.
Right. Because this is
a serum. Yeah. But I'm a big fan of Dermalogica, and I'm very, very happy. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen me talk about this product 100,000 times. So I love it. Go Dermalogica.
Amazing.
You killed it.
Can't wait to try it. Okay. I have a sample that I'm
going to try
tonight.
Girl, put it on your face.
I can't wait.
Put it all over your face. So what are you wearing?
Today, I'm wearing the Clay Cosmetics CCC cream. Ooh. I don't know if you've tried this before, Kirby.
Yes, and I love it. It's the one that adapts to your skin, right?
Yes. Yep. So it is Korean beauty inspired. I think that's probably the best way to say it because the woman who created the Clay Cosmetics, she's Korean American. And so she's really inspired by her Korean heritage and Korean beauty when she was developing her whole line of products. Mm-hmm. But this was one of the first that she developed. And it is it sells itself as a skincare, primer, foundation, and sunscreen in one.
Great.
So, and unlike CC creams or BB creams, the CCC cream stands for Color Control and Change. Ooh. So basically what it does is it uses microcapsule technology to release essence, tint, and sun protection at the same time, so like evenly. And then when you apply it to your skin, it sort of adjusts to your skin tone. So
which is why it only comes in like a few shades. Yes. It'll be like light, but it covers like a range of 10 tones.
So, yeah. But actually it comes in 10 shades.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing. But like you just said, I could probably use like 2 or 3 of the shades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just great to have a variety of them.
Do you use medium?
I use warm medium.
Okay. I think I've been using medium when I'm fair.
Yeah.
So I think warm medium would be good when I'm tan.
Totally. I am like warm medium right now, but I feel like I'll probably have to go lighter when winter comes.
Yep.
Winter. Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Los Angeles winter. but what I love about it is that I just feel like it's so lightweight and it's almost just like a filtered version of our face.
Like it doesn't look like you're wearing anything.
Yes. Like the Paris filter on Instagram. Oh. Kind of like that. Like it just sort of like your blemishes are a little bit blurred and then it really just evens out your skin tone. Really lightweight. I think it's SPF 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really obviously amazing.
Great.
In any sort of foundation product. But it also, people like to use it as a makeup base. So you don't have to just use it as a foundation. It can make a great primer for the rest of your makeup. So.
Do you know the product that Clay created that like kind of put them on the map?
Which was it?
I found out about it at the Indie Beauty Expo a couple years ago. It was their blush that goes from liquid to powder.
Oh.
Or like it's a lip product, I think.
Oh, is their lip product.
Lip powder.
Yes.
So remember when lip powders were like blowing up? Mm-hmm. It was because Clay came out with it first.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
They were truly like the pioneer in it. But I went to the Indie Beauty Expo. Shout out. If you guys have an Indie Beauty Expo coming to your city, go.
It's so much fun.
The best place to find a bunch of really awesome upcoming brands. I know that they sometimes include like more popular brands. And I'm like, what are you doing here?
You're not
indie. But they're great. And I remember I was fascinated because it was like liquidy in the little applicator. And then when you put it on, it turns into this beautiful soft blur powder for your lips that's not drying. It's matte. It makes your lips look more enhanced and larger. I was a huge fan. So,
yeah, their products are great. If you guys are, obviously you're listening, you're beauty fans, you should go.
Go to the Indie Beauty Expo. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
That's what's on our face. Now it's time for some news.
Okay, Kirby, this is a big week for you.
This was a very big week.
What happened?
In my life. Friends, pun intended. I met Jennifer Aniston. Guys, okay, so let me back up. On Thursday, Aveeno had a big event focused on the microbiome. This is a term you guys are going to see a lot of this fall, and especially in 2020.
We're going to have a whole episode on it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Because there's still a lot of research going on. But just like your gut needs healthy bacteria, your skin needs a balanced microbiome, both good and bad bacteria. If there's too much bad bacteria, if you don't have enough good bacteria, it can set it all out of whack. So remember growing up, I always heard, don't overwash your hands.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to have like the cleanest hands ever because you need some good bacteria. Right. Same goes for your face. Like you have this skin barrier and it's protected by, you know, the microbiome and all that good stuff. And if you notice that you're breaking out a lot, but you can't figure out why, you might be having acne issues or like your skin's too tight. If you have eczema flare-ups and stuff, it's because your microbiome is probably not balanced. So the Aveeno event was all about the microbiome. We had Dr. Jessica Wu, who is a board-certified dermatologist based here in LA. She's been practicing for 20 years, Harvard Medical School graduate. I mean, this woman like my dream job.
And like, essentially, she's really beautiful.
Yeah. You look at her, you're like, okay, I'm going to trust you.
Yeah, whatever you say.
We get it. You're awesome.
Yeah.
And then Kim Capone, who is the lead microbiologist that focuses on the microbiome at Johnson & Johnson Consumer Inc. So Johnson & Johnson, if you guys don't know, owns Aveeno. And they have been studying this for literally over like 100 years. Yeah. This is like the bread and butter of their brand. So they were on the panel. And then, of course, they kept telling me. So this has been planning since April.
Yeah.
They kept telling me there was going to be a panel, but I didn't know who was going to be on it. I figured just, you know, dermatologist, expert, whatever. Then they're like, oh, celebrity brand ambassador as well. And I'm talking to my agent like, is it Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Like, somebody confirmed for me now. And in July, they finally confirmed it was Jennifer. So I knew it was happening. And now that's already gone, I'm like, oh my God, it already happened.
I know. It was amazing, though. You did such a good job.
Thank you.
And you and Jennifer were like besties up there.
She knows so much about beauty, guys. I would absolutely love to get her on Los Angeles. Sarah interviewed her for Bustle, but like,
I tried to slip it in there too.
Yeah, she's like, remember, like, oh, Kirby said she's a host of Los Angeles. I'm the other one. Like, we're both in this together. So I'm like,
I'm sure she has a studio in her house.
She has a salon in her house.
And you know what which I think she implied when she answered a question? I think she obviously has a gym in her house. Mm-hmm. And then she mentioned that she likes to go into the infrared sauna after. So I'm sure she also has like a full-on spa.
She just knows a lot about beauty treatments.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's probably dabbled in a few things here and there. And I'm just going to answer this because I know what you're all thinking. No, she didn't look overfilled. She didn't look like she had a ton of injectables in her face. She's 50 years old. She looks her age.
Yeah.
She has fine
lines.
But
like a healthy glowing 50-year-old
woman. Great texture.
Yeah.
Her body is insane.
Insane.
But you know what? The best thing, I've envisioned meeting her. Like, what's it going to be like? And when I met her, I had to like go into the room with her whole team and, you know, the Aveeno team that I've been working with. And she was like, so what are we going to do out there? She was like, just like Rachel greening it. And she looked beautiful. She was wearing her glasses. And I was just like, I'm telling Jennifer Aniston what we're about to do. That's and
amazing.
What she has to do. And she totally nailed it. Like she
did.
She knew everything. Like, and she was chiming in
she was
with
talking
information.
About, talking about the mitochondria.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you know this?
Okay,
like,
scientist.
Yeah. And then afterwards I was obviously telling her like how much I feel like I know her because of obviously friends. And I'm like, I know this is super creepy that you probably, and she's like, no, this truly makes me so happy. And I told her that she looked amazing on her InStyle covers. Mm-hmm. And I loved the interview. I asked her about her esthetician that she likes to go to and stuff. And then she's like, I had so much fun. Like, she just felt like a nice, normal person that is down to talk about whatever.
Yeah. Also her level of fame is like, she is like one of the most famous people.
So I'm going to bring in Who Weekly real quick.
Oh yes. Okay.
One of my favorite podcasts, but Jennifer, if you listen to Who Weekly, you guys know there's who's and them's. Jennifer is a them of all thems because not only is she really popular to people like us in our 30s because we grew up with Friends when it was on the air, but then also like our parents knew about Friends because we would all watch it.
Yes.
And then also now the youths love Friends. It's like their new religion.
Right.
So which is everybody knows who she is.
Yeah. So my point in saying that is that she just, even though she is so famous, she acts like a totally normal human.
And I have to say, I love that she keeps her glam team the same.
Yeah.
Like Chris McMillan has been with her since day one. Angela Levin or Levine from, she's a Chanel ambassador.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And she's done my makeup before. I didn't even realize she was there. And I saw her and I'm like, oh my God, she's been, when I met Angela like 5 or 6 years ago, she did a look on me that Jennifer had for an award show. So she's been with Jennifer for a long time.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Well, obviously I'm like drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, but, and also that was actually one of the first questions I asked her was, I was like, you have been in the spotlight for so long, but you have maintained the same sort of like natural beauty aesthetic. Whereas like some celebrities have like dabbled with different makeup artists, dabbled with different like beauty trends and sort of like have those regrets. But she's literally looked the same.
And I also have to say this. Too many of you guys DM'd me asking me about if her face moved and all this other stuff. And when I told you yes, you guys wanted to fight with me about it. And I'm like, and I had to pull out the Capricorn in me, which is never never lacking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm here to tell you I was literally 2 inches from her face. I can tell you right now, her face moved. Maybe she dabbled in injectables at one point, but guess what? Injectables are not permanent, folks.
Yeah.
So please, let's just stop with this narrative that people love to have about people's faces in their 50s. Yeah. Like Jennifer, the Jennifers, Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Aniston, both look amazing.
Yeah.
They're 50 years old. And also, like, why can't 50-year-olds...
Yeah.
I hate when people are like, you look great for your age.
Totally. I was just talking about this with someone. It's like, is this supposed to be a compliment?
Yeah. Am I supposed to look like shit right now?
Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
Like, what?
Yeah.
So let's stop that narrative.
Yeah.
Would love that. But anyways,
just say you look great.
Yeah.
How about
you look
that?
Great.
You look great.
You look great, Jennifer Aniston. I love you. Like, I almost, you know how at the beginning of these podcasts,
yeah,
I
would like, hey guys.
And at the end, I'd be like, I almost said I love you.
Like, love you guys.
I almost wanted to tell her I loved her, but I obviously refrained. Yeah. I had to act like I had been there before.
Yeah, no, totally. I did that when I interviewed Reese Witherspoon a few months ago, where I usually am like really good about being professional.
Yep.
But I let myself fangirl a little bit, and then it just, I totally just unraveled.
Some people you have to fangirl over.
Yeah.
Listen, we're human beings,
right.
Okay? If we feel like we know a person, obviously some people, though, you can read the room, right?
Right. If they're not there for
you're
it,
like,
then
yeah,
you're
no.
like, okay, never
and
mind. Yeah.
There have been
right
many.
Totally.
That I'm like, wow, this is so disappointing.
Anyway,
so that's what I was doing.
Amazing.
And Avino, just, I want to like kind of bring this back. Avino, a lot of you messaged me like, is Avino natural? Is it organic? Do they test on animals? They test on animals where mandated by law. So they sell in China. They have like, testing on animals in China is not just like a everyday thing. It's like if they have a recall, obviously their laws are different, but they are trying to change them. Thank God. So you guys should know that. And they're not like natural organic.
No.
I don't think they've ever claimed to be. Maybe people think so because they have like a green font.
Like they have
font.
The big oat.
Yeah. And the colloidal oat that is really like the cornerstone of their brand, but not natural or organic. However, if you go to the EWG website, Environmental Working Group, and look up the ingredients, it's all of the Avino products are a 1 to 2 on that scale, which means they're like safe and pretty good. And I feel good about that. Also, I've been using Avino literally since I was 15.
I mean, haven't we all?
It's one of the mass brands that I just feel really safe recommending to people, especially if you have sensitive skin.
The lotions, the face wash.
Yep.
Moisturizer.
And I use the Skin Relief. It's the one that has the blue font on it. Mm-hmm. And I mix the James Reed tanning drops with it and use it when I have a tan.
Fun fact.
Just to build the tan. So it's been a mainstay in my regimen for a while. So that's the news. The news is Jennifer made a rare public appearance. You can see the images on justjared.com.
Oh my
Sarah's
gosh.
In a lot of them.
Yeah, so random.
I'm in a few. So that's the news. And that's like more like personal news.
No, but I mean, so is my piece of news.
It's personal news. But Sarah, so okay, let's back up. If you guys don't, did you guys realize that we recorded ahead of time last week's episode with Jared?
Podcast magic.
But we recorded that episode the first week in September around Sephora because Jared was in town for Sephora. So we had held it until the launch of the Benefit Brow Styler.
Yes.
And that is because our little Sarah Tan was globetrotting with Benefit to Tokyo.
I was reporting live from the scene.
Roving reporter.
And roaming from Ginza at the launch party. But no, so yeah, so we had, it was an embargo. We couldn't talk about the brow product until
the launch.
And in true Benefit fashion, they launched the product live globally.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 8 p.m. in Tokyo, 4 a.m. in L.A., and then like 7 a.m. in New York. And they threw this massive party that Annie, did an incredible job. You know, it was all pink. Everyone had their little mirrors. All the mega influencers had, you know, their brow stylers in front of them and then got to play with them for the first time. And yeah, everyone had like really great feedback. It's a really interesting product. Like,
it's an interesting product. I'll say that. I think the powder is really unique and the marquee shape of the pencil. Is it my favorite Benefit product? It is not. I'm not, and I have to be honest, only because I love a spoolie.
Yep, same.
And I'm also just hardcore dedicated to precisely my brow.
This is the second time that they have launched a product without the spoolie. Like when they launched Brow Contour Pro, I was like, I want a spoolie.
I agree. But you know what? I actually have been kind of cheating.
I know you have. I'm sure
Jared is probably so upset with me. But I've been cheating because I love the Urban Decay Cosmetic Brow Blade.
I do love that.
And you know what? I actually went and bought two more. And I've been using the Beauty Blender Spoolie Tool.
Oh.
From their brushes that they launched. Yeah. I am obsessed with this spoolie tool.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Like, I love that it's like a 4-3-in-1 hybrid eyebrow tool. And I will use that now. I brush my brow hairs up and I use the brow blade.
Do you know what's really trendy right now too is the like mini brush that's at the end. It's in lieu of a spoolie. So Fenty just came out with their brow pencils. Uh-huh. And then instead of a spoolie, it's like a little brush. It looks like a little like...
A little comb, right?
Yeah. You know the Artiste brushes?
Yes.
Yeah, like that. It's just like a soft brush. It's not even a comb.
So I haven't opened my Fenty brow products yet.
And then NYX came out with a brow product like a few months ago that...
And it's like the Artiste thing? Why didn't I realize that?
You know what? Look it up right now. It looks like a baby Artiste brush.
Oh my God, wait. Fenty brow.
And I remember talking to Jared about it and he was like, oh, that's actually really cool.
I see it.
Yeah, you see it? It's like a baby Artiste brush. That's like, I feel like a new trend.
Interesting. That is going to be a new trend.
Yeah. Instead of a...
It says effortless blending with stylized paddle brush.
Paddle brush, that's the word. Okay, so there are tons and tons of tools and thingamabobs on the market that promise to brighten, lift, erase, hydrate, smooth, and soften your face. And we get it. It can feel super, super overwhelming and confusing. But for the most part, Kirby and I have tried pretty much all of the gadgets.
Yes.
So on this episode, we're going to talk about the gadgets that we actually like to use and that work for us.
Yes. And I think one of the reasons why we wanted to do this episode is gadgets are an investment. They're usually more expensive than like a traditional skincare product. So we want to give you the tea on what's worth it and what's not. And Sarah and I and the Los Angeles Instagram, we get a lot of messages about jade rollers specifically, like how to use them. What do they do? What are they supposed to do? And it kind of like triggered this thing where we were like, okay, we probably should break this down.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, we just want to give our thoughts on jade rollers.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do you think about a jade roller?
I love a jade roller. I, you know, keep it in the fridge and I'll use it if I'm feeling inflamed or hot and I just want to cool my face down, or I have a sheet mask on and I want to massage the product in. Do I think it's actually doing anything? No.
Okay, those are my sentiments exactly. If I feel like my eyes are swollen or puffy, I love rubbing it. If I feel like, I grind my teeth at night.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just really nice to like kind of dig in there
and
feel the coolness to kind of just chill out my jaw muscle. Literally.
Yeah.
But I think we need to set some expectations.
Yeah.
It's not going to lift your skin. It's not going to firm your skin, or it might tone it if you're puffy.
Yeah.
But it's more of just like a relaxing. And I honestly feel like it's like the whole self-care movement. People are like, I just want to roll my face and feel like I'm doing something good.
Yeah.
I do roll my face over a face mask from time to time. It's not helping the product to penetrate deeper.
No,
but like,
it just like feels good.
It just feels great. Yeah. So if you want to buy one, great. There are some awesome ones. There are some that are just super cheap. Like if it's not very heavy, it's probably not a legit jade roller.
And it's going to break.
It's going to break.
Yeah.
I've had plenty that I'm like, this is crap. It's $5. It broke.
Which means like if you are trying to apply any sort of pressure, it's going to break.
Yep.
Because it's not meant to do that.
It needs to be heavier. And then like some aren't even jade.
Yeah.
Some are like amethyst or whatever.
There's like rose quartz. They look pretty.
They're gorgeous. I love having one on my vanity. But
they're not going to actually transform your face.
If you're trying to invest in a skincare product, it's probably not the product to invest in.
Yeah. Which leads us to our picks for our favorite at-home gadgets.
Woohoo! Okay, Sarah, what is your first pick?
Okay, my first pick is a product that you also like. Mm-hmm. It is the Stax Skincare Derma Roller.
Okay, Carrie Benjamin, Stax Skincare. We love this woman.
I know.
She's fabulous.
She keeps wanting us to come in, and I feel bad because we need to.
Girl, we
see
want
her.
To. Yeah. Trust us. Like, we are trying to make this happen, but we need to figure it out.
Yeah, we love her. She's amazing. She makes such incredible products, and I feel like she was one of the first to create, like, an at-home microneedling tool.
Yes.
That was affordable and, like, at home friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can get microneedling treatments, obviously, at facials, but the tools that they're using are clinical grade. Like they're, the needles are longer.
Yes. And like, we don't want to get too sciencey about it, but there are different lengths of the needles on these rollers that help like penetrate the skin deeper.
Yes.
And then there's, you know, there's the derma rollers and then there's like the microneedling pens.
Yes.
That like, Prick your skin. Mm-hmm. They go a lot deeper.
Yeah.
I got like a treatment that truly was one of the more painful experiences I've ever had, even with numbing.
Yeah.
But it looked amazing afterwards.
So then it's like the ones that they make for home, including the Stax Skincare Derma Roller, aren't going to be as painful as the ones that you get at a spa or by your esthetician, but it will kind of do the same or have the same benefit. So microneedling, also known as derma rolling, is the process of using the device that's covered in small needles to create micro injuries to your face. And these pinpricks will basically trick your body into thinking that it's injured. So then your face will produce collagen in order to repair it. And then it's going to plump your skin, reduce the appearance of scars and wrinkles. So it's really great. If you have like acne scars.
Yep.
Like I've seen the before and after pictures. It's incredible. It helps to have your products penetrate your skin deeper. So like your vitamin C, your anti-aging products, your brightening products. So how do you like to use it, Kirby?
I agree. I think it's great for acne scars, for texture.
Yes.
So I use it a lot with, I'll cleanse my face, I will put on an essence, then I'll roll.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to go too hard. Like your skin should never bleed from this at-home treatment.
No.
Like that's not the goal here. You shouldn't go over the same spot more than once.
Yes.
It should just be going in upward motions at an angle. And I use it usually with vitamin C. Like I like to use it before Beauty Stat, but you might get a kick from it.
Yes.
I've also, I think, talked about how I use it with baby facials sometimes, and people think I am just masochist or something.
Extra spicy.
So it's, extra spicy. It's going to, especially if you have sensitive skin, maybe don't do that. I'll use it with a SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic, or sometimes if I like want to just test the limits, I'll use it with retinol. I know, I'm crazy.
Wow.
But usually with vitamin C, I think one thing I learned from Renee Rouleau, our queen, do not use this and then use an oil because you don't want oil penetrating your skin deeper. The whole point of the microneedling device is not only to create those micro injuries, but also it will help your products penetrate deeper into the dermis.
Uh-huh.
The last thing you want is oil.
No.
Blocking
the oil
your pore.
Like the reason that it is the last step in your skincare routine is so that it can seal it all in.
Yes.
We don't want that oil to be penetrating into your skin. So.
Exactly. So,
and that said, also, do not use a derma roller if you have like active acne, eczema, psoriasis, warts, or anything like that because it is spreading it around your face.
And then obviously. How do you clean yours?
So I feel like doesn't she have some sort of
cleanser?
I'm not sure. I spray alcohol.
Yeah.
On
isopropyl alcohol.
Yeah,
alcohol. And the one you're talking about is actually the second edition, the 2.0 edition, which is also my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But she created one initially. It was like $30.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't reusable. So after a certain amount of time, you had to throw it out.
Yeah.
She created this new version that has removable heads.
Yes.
So how many uses do you get out of your head?
Gosh, I don't know. I feel like I don't use it as often as maybe instructed. Like I feel like people use it like 3 times a week.
Oh, I only use mine like once.
Once every couple weeks.
Yes.
Unless like I'm like, you know, really going at it and I wanna.
Yeah, I need to be actually better about using mine.
Yeah, I know. Cause it's super easy.
Yeah.
I think I forget.
Same.
I forget. We're human.
Same. We're only human. So.
But yeah, so I think like probably once a month.
Great.
I would switch it out
because
I would use it like maybe 3 times a month.
Yeah.
So
they have reusable heads.
Yeah.
And
it's really easy to use.
So the base stays the same. This particular device is $125.
Yeah.
You invest in the base, but then you don't have to get a new base ever again unless you like somehow destroy the base.
Which would be weird. Means you're using it too aggressively.
Yeah. What are you doing?
But yeah, that was my first pick.
Okay, cool.
What's your first pick, Kerbs?
Okay. My first pick, I have screamed this from the rooftops. It's the Le Mieux Skin Spatula. It's $189. So a skin spatula is used in a lot of facials and it works fourfold. It deep cleans your skin. It exfoliates dead skin cells. It extracts from your pores, which is probably the most gratifying part of it all.
It's so satisfying to watch.
And yes. And then it infuses serum into the skin. So the Le Mieux, I received this, I honestly think, years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I don't know what this is. And I didn't even open it. And then I started trying it a couple years ago and realized, oh my God, this is extremely gratifying and my skin looks amazing. So the way you use it is you keep your skin really wet and there's this blade on the end that's not sharp or anything.
Yeah. It's like a spatula.
Yeah, it's a straight up spatula. And the device actually vibrates and there's different settings. So you turn it on, you can go high, low, or then pulsate. So what I like to do is start on low, especially for first timers, and you drag it backwards on your skin. And you only
like
go
towards the outside.
Yes. Yeah. So I always start from like my jawline and go up towards my hairline. And you only go over the same spot once. But doing that, like you'll see like the water from your face kind of like shooting off of it.
Yeah.
And usually when you do it, you will notice that you're getting gunk from your pores to come out. It is so gross, super gratifying though. It's probably like a mix of dead skin and like stuff in your pore.
Makeup.
Anything residual that's left over, it really does give you a good deep cleaning. So when you do that, I just like to forewarn people, you might get a purge if you're not really keeping up with your facials and extractions in general, and you feel like your skin is clogged, there's a chance you might get a little purge. I would say after that night, start using like an exfoliating serum or something of that nature.
Like a lactic acid.
Yeah, or glycolic or something like that for 2 or 3 days afterwards to help really kind of like
shed it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And one of the best parts of it is that it also helps to infuse serums really well. So then you turn it over to the other side and you just kind of like put the serum on your face and then kind of
vibrate it in. Awesome.
So it's one of my favorites. They're awesome. I actually wrote about this on glamour.com.
And then someone commented on Instagram.
Unbeknownst to me. Okay. So Chrissy Teigen follows me on Instagram and she follows you too. Mm-hmm. And I did not realize she still did.
Cause
she's not like very active lurker on Instagram, but like,
or maybe she is and we just don't know.
Okay. I was convinced she unfollowed me. Well, she comments on my Instagram and is like, oh my God, I bought this because of this article, not realizing you wrote it.
Also, hello? Chrissy Teigen reads like beauty stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Obviously she reads. Can I toot my own horn? I think she probably read it because it was trending.
Yeah.
Hello.
Obs.
Thanks, everybody. So I sound like such a bitch in this episode. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm sorry. I'm really not like this in real life, but just
she had a good week.
I had a great week, I guess. So Chrissy uses it. And Chrissy, if you need help, A, come on the podcast, and B, let me come over and do it to you.
And
I would be honored.
Come on the podcast.
I would be honored to rub your face with this spatula
and
like D and E.
Yeah.
Come on the podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all would love that. Tweet Chrissy Teigen and tell her she needs to go on Los Angeles. Love.
Please.
Because she's the mayor of Twitter. Another reason why Sarah needs to be more active
on
Twitter.
Ugh.
The end.
Okay.
Okay. Sarah, pick number two.
Okay. Number two. So even though we both don't believe that jade rollers really do anything to your face, I picked a gua sha tool because I do think that gua sha actually can help with your facial muscles, the blood flow, loosen the muscles in your face.
Circulation,
all that stuff. Because it actually is like you can apply more pressure and kind of scrape it on your face. And you can sometimes even hear, right?
You can carve it.
Yeah.
So Skin Camp, which tool first of all do you like?
I use the one from Audacité.
Audacité is an amazing brand, guys. Yeah. We've talked about them before.
We've talked about them before. And I love that they have it. They have a jade one. They have a rose quartz one. And I think they have an amethyst one.
I love the rose quartz one.
Yeah, if you're big into crystals, that you have a selection. But I just love using it. Like at the end of the night after I apply, because you want to use it obviously when your face is kind of slick. So
totally.
They will say, you know, to use like a hydrating mist and then like maybe like an oil or like a serum. So your face is wet and then you're just sort of scraping creeping upwards and outwards. And then you just like feel like the muscles loosen, especially like in your jaw. I usually get really bad sinus headaches. So I love to use it on my forehead as well, like around my brow area. And then you can also use it like, you know, behind your head, like along your neck,
on your spine.
Kirby's like closing her eyes as I'm like talking through this.
My body has left, like my soul has left my body. Yeah. You're just reminding me of why I love Skin Camp so much.
Yeah, because you can get this done there.
Oh my God, they have. I took my mom there because she was in town this past week.
Yeah.
And we both obviously fell asleep. But as if anybody carries stress in their jaw and grinds their teeth at night and truly has TMJ like I do, if you wear a bite guard and get Botox in your masseter, this is truly a life-changing experience.
Yeah.
Go see Sonia at Skin Camp on Beverly in LA. She is truly my queen. Shout out to Karina, who will get me in anytime. I like desperately text her late at night.
Be like, my face.
I'm like, is there any appointment tomorrow? And she somehow fits me in. This place is super affordable, which we've talked about why we love them facial wise. But that's why we both say gua sha is worth it versus a jade roller. If you really want something that's super Instagrammy and you're trying to pick between, because a lot of times people will sell kits that have both,
right?
Which is totally fine. But if you're trying to invest in a really good like heavy duty quality gua sha, Audacity has a great one. Mm-hmm. Skin Camp makes a great one. The Skin Gym brand,
yes. And then there's a great tutorial that I just watched, and it's from Sandra Lanshin. Does she follow you on Instagram? I'm sure she does.
No.
She's based, I think she's in New York, but she, I think you can also buy a gua sha tool from her, but she does a really, you have to, you'll watch it and be like, oh my God, I can't
it's
wait to
ASMR.
Do this. Yeah, it's her voice is like so soothing, but she teaches you how to do the whole entire process starting from your neck, like your spine, and then moving to, so if you hold, which I think all of us do, hold a lot of tension in our like chest area because, you know, we're all on our phones and we're like typing on our laptops. Yeah. And then that obviously affects your face. So like if you're holding a lot of tension here, it's also in your face, which is why you have to do it from like up.
Can somebody please just gua sha me right now?
Yeah.
I want a body gua sha. I want someone.
I got it done at the Now. You can get it done at the Now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She only did it on my back, which was still amazing. But I think you could probably request. Oh, no, she did it on my arms, too. It feels amazing.
So I can't remember who it was, but somebody was saying that they were gua sha-ing their arms. Oh, was it Leah? With Audacity.
Oh, yeah.
I think Leah was gua sha-ing
her. Oh, she was literally sculpting her arms.
So the gua sha, listen, if you want to carve out your face and make it look more sculpted, that is also a great thing about the gua sha. It really does work
because
in that way.
Because it has those teeth at the end. Like one of the ends has teeth where you can literally just hug along your jawline.
Yes, and it lifts.
Yeah.
And it makes your skin look, your face looks so sculpted. That's what a lot of celebrities do before red carpets. They'll do the microcurrent, which we'll get into, but then also a gua sha situation. Mm-hmm. And it really does work. Like, I remember when I was younger and didn't need any of these things, and I would think like, oh, all these tools are just like, you know.
Yeah,
bull crap. But then, you know, you age and you're like, oh, wait, this actually does work because you see the proof is in the pudding.
Totally,
That's
and then
why
you were like,
love
oh my
gua
gosh,
sha.
My face is so tight. What's going? Why is it so like my jaw muscles?
I can't
move it.
It's like an app.
Mm-hmm. So, love it.
Big fans of gua sha over here.
Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, my next one is y'all are gonna love me for this one. $5 for a pack of six. The Tinkle Razor.
I also have this on my list, so double endorsement.
This is a double endorsement. Listen, let me break it down for you. Did I already talk about me watching Michelle Money on YouTube?
No.
Michelle Money from the Bachelor franchise, Brad Womack's second season. She is a cosmetologist and is just stunningly beautiful. And I was a very hairy child, teenager, and early adult. And I couldn't do anything to my face because I would break out from waxing, from threading, all of it.
Yeah.
So I tried laser hair removal on my face. It just gave me hyperpigmentation. So I was just like, listen, I have to have
this. How old were you when you had that?
Like 20s.
Okay.
So I was like, And obviously, like, technology has changed.
Yeah.
But
still.
I was like, I'm relegated to having a white mustache. Like, this is happening. So then when she told me she used to shave her face, or she didn't tell me. She told YouTube. I was watching it. And she's like, listen, I'm really into shaving my face. And she, like, made a funny, like, tongue-in-cheek video. Like, if you're not shaving your face, you're disgusting. Like, this hair needs to be off. So I'm like, okay, bitch, I'm going to try it. Yeah. So she uses this thing called the Tinkle. And it's an eyebrow razor. It's a glorified eyebrow razor. Not all eyebrow razors are made equal.
No.
We're going to just put that out there. Tinkle, come endorse us. Come sponsor us. Because we truly live and die by your product. They're these little eyebrow razors. The reason why they're so superior is because the edges are curved.
Yeah.
So you're never going to have to worry about nicking or cutting your face.
Yes.
They're eyebrow razors. So they're not sharp enough that, like, they'll slit you or anything like that. You're not going to have, like, a...
Yes.
You know, bleeding out moment like we are Which used to experiencing. Before I've totally done that.
Other
yes.
Tools
that are way too sharp.
Yeah.
It's great if you're, so if you hear the term dermaplaning, they're going to shave your face, folks.
Yeah.
This is not an exaggeration.
And I also want to just talk about those people that are like, I don't want to shave my face because the hair is going to grow back darker and thicker. Okay.
You're wrong. Does not happen.
There's so many myths about shave. Like two of my best friends, they will not do it because they are of Middle Eastern descent. They're like, Sarah, your hair is different. You're Asian. You have fine hair. It's not the same. I'm like, no. Like, literally, you're shaving the top. Like, it's not, like, affecting the hair that's in your body.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
So this
is the root.
So this is what I'll say. Your friends are not right, but I understand.
I get it.
Because... if you naturally have really thick black hair on your face, your hair is going to grow back the way it is.
It's because they don't know that it's gone until they shave it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like if you've never gotten dermaplaned or shaved your face before, you like will not realize how glowy your face looks without all that baby peach fuzz.
Exactly. I know some of my friends that have come to me and I will look at the hair on their face and I'm like, okay, listen, you do have dark hair on your face.
Yeah.
So it's going to come back the same color.
Right.
But also, similar to shaving your legs, when you shave your legs and you cut it off at that blunt angle, when it comes back, it naturally looks darker. But my leg hair is not black or brown. It's actually blonde.
Yeah.
But at that blunt angle, it does look darker. As it grows out, it will get lighter. And also, let's be real. If you're in your 30s, chances are you have like a chin hair Thursday where you got to pluck out that one black chin hair. It just comes with the territory.
Yeah.
But if you look at your face and all you notice is that you have peach fuzz, it's going to come back as peach fuzz.
Yeah.
It's not going to come back like 10 times darker. Remember when we all thought by shaving our legs, all our hair was going to come back like stubble, like on a man's beard?
Yes.
If you do have a testosterone imbalance, you could have the hair come back thicker and stubblier because of your testosterone imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you might have something like that, talk to your gynecologist, get your hormones checked. I had that done this year.
Yes.
And they can put you on like spironolactone, which can help with your hormones. But
no.
95% of you, when you shave your face, it's going to come back normal.
Anytime anyone ever asks me like what's a good facial to like for like an event, a wedding, I'm like, you should definitely get your face dermaplaned because your skin will instantly look brighter and smoother.
Exactly. And I got a lot of friends hooked on this. My friend Molly did it before her wedding. All my friends, best friends, Melody, Giselle, Emily, they all buy Tinkles because of this.
Yeah.
They are all believers and do it and probably not regularly. How often do you shave yours?
Not that often.
Same.
But I do love to just I travel with my Tinkle because of like my mustache.
Yeah.
I need to like touch it up every now and then, and it's the quickest way to do it.
I love the Tinkle. You can get a pack of 6 for $5, or you can be extra and buy them on Amazon and those setups that are meant for like spas and salons or beauty supply stores. I literally have like a pack of 50 that came in the display.
Well, that's good because you should be tossing them out.
Yeah. These are not, I mean, you can, they will become blunt or like not very sharp.
Yeah.
So I probably get like 5 uses out of mine.
And you got to like clean it after.
Yes, you got to clean all the dead hair, dead skin and hair and stuff off of it.
And your face should be dry.
Yes. Like, you can use it wet. I know some people put like serums on and use it, but really? I use it dry.
Because that's what Carrie Benjamin taught me to do it on dry skin.
Dry skin.
Right.
I honestly don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. I think if you're worried about, if you need like more of a slip, you can do it, but make sure that you hold it at a 45 degree angle. Mm-hmm. Do small upward strokes.
Yeah.
And
like kind of pull your skin back.
Yeah. Pull your skin taut.
Yeah.
This is a form of exfoliation, so you don't need to do like a chemical exfoliant afterwards.
No.
Your skin will freak out. Have you had people approach you and say, I shaved my face and then my skin broke out? Like I got like a rash or like red bumps?
No.
I get this a lot. And what I can say is I think that... What did you put on afterwards? Or like was your skin fully clean before?
Yeah.
Because some people have said like, I can't shave my face because I do break out.
Yeah. Or maybe if your skin is really sensitive.
But also I would say, yeah, if you have never exfoliated like this before,
yeah,
chances are you're going to have a little rash afterwards. It'll calm down,
yeah,
but you got to keep doing it to, yeah, build up the tolerance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't like quit after the first time,
yeah,
just because you noticed like a little,
right,
uneven skin.
But I will say the tinkle is like the gentlest of them all.
Yep. And it has that curved edge. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
We are tinkle stands
tinkle
in this
stands.
House. Tinkle stands. Oh, there is a twinkle brand though.
Oh.
Make sure you know the difference.
Yeah.
It's not Tinkles,
Tinkle. The Japanese. So our last products are microcurrent products.
Ooh, yep.
Which I feel like people ask me about this and you all the time, whether they are worth it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are an investment. The one I'm going to talk about is a little bit cheaper than the one Kirby's going to talk about. But to each their own.
Sorry.
She's feeling a little bit extra this episode. So yeah, so my pick is the New Face Mini, which Kirby also has one.
Mm-hmm.
People like to call it a mini facelift or a mini workout for your face. So you guys have seen the New Face Mini. It's like, kind of looks like a sex toy vibrator. It's got two little balls. It's got two little balls on the end, silver balls, little handheld device. It's a facial toning device. Do not use it for anything else.
That's going to hurt.
It uses low-level electric microcurrents to stimulate and lift your muscles. So when your muscles are stimulated, it can bring oxygen to your face, which can help boost collagen production, blood flow, reduce inflammation, lead to tighter skin, more contoured jaw and cheekbones, and then over time, over usage, help with boost the collagen production, like I said. So usually you'll use it around your cheekbones, your jaw, your forehead, any lines around your mouth. I don't use this one as often as I think other people do, or at the recommended use,
yeah,
to actually see
long-term results.
Long-term results. Yeah. But anytime I get a facial, I feel like they always use a New Face or,
yeah,
like any sort of microcurrent on me.
Yep. New Face is the gold standard and also like has just been around the longest. They,
yeah,
were the first to really take this from the salon or spa to the public.
I love mine. And then they also make the
oh
one
my
that
God.
You love.
The Fix.
Yes.
The New Face Fix. It looks like a like lip gloss, mm-hmm, or something, like size-wise. Comes with a cap. It's smaller, so it can get into those finer areas, like underneath your eye, crow's feet. I use
smile
it on
lines.
Smile lines. I use, yeah, it to lift my resting bitch face if I have an event. You can travel with it because it's super, like, you can throw it in your purse.
Yeah, it's really tiny.
And it also comes with a conducting gel.
Yes.
So you put that on.
Which you need to use for the big one, the New Face Mini as well.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. And there's like New Face Mini, New, mm-hmm, Face Fix. I think if you really want to give it a go and see what it's like, get the Fix.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like try it out. I mean, if you want to go for the big guns, the Mini I think is awesome.
Yeah. And I feel like they always have deals.
They
especially
always have
around
deals.
The holidays.
Yep.
They'll have some sort
they,
of deal.
They love a good holiday deal. But if you're like, I travel a lot, I want to see like maybe my,
yeah,
under eye or crow's feet or whatever, get the Fix, see if you like it,
yeah,
see how it works, and then
it's
invest
like
in the bigger one.
If you've never had the microcurrent treatment before or if you've never used a New Face device, it's a really interesting feeling to sort of, I feel like, get used to it.
Yes.
So that's why it's a good idea to invest in the small one. But then if you love it, you could get the big one, and then you could also get the one for your body.
Oh my God, yeah.
They made that really big one.
The really
the
big
behemoth
one. Yeah.
That you could use on your cellulite, like your legs and your stomach, which Wild. I haven't actually really used it.
Me either, but I would love a body treatment that includes it.
Yeah. Apparently it's really good too for like sore muscles, which makes sense because it's like vibrating and then it has the little, so it feels like, it's not like it's like an electric shock on your face, but there is like a feeling.
Do you ever taste a metallic taste when you do it?
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because every time I do it, really? I feel it. Yeah, oh, I already taste it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and because you can adjust the levels.
Yes.
So I feel like when I go full force, the highest level, I definitely taste something.
So I don't know what it says about me, but I like it when I can feel like the little bit of a shock.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, ooh.
Like, yeah, like it's working.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And
but
then,
you can totally see a difference.
Yes.
Like if you
do it on one half of your face.
Exactly. Do it on one half of your face first, compare it to the other, and you will see that it is just lifted a little bit higher, more contoured.
Okay, so speaking of microcurrent devices, mine is also a microcurrent device, and I do love the new face, like I said, love the Fix, but I also love the Zip skin device. It is ZIIP. It was created by Melanie Simon, who has her own skincare company. She's an esthetician. Jennifer Aniston is a big fan of her facials, and she created the Zip, which also it utilizes nanocurrent. So they are tiny electrical currents and they are long lasting and work even on sensitive skin. It helps with things like acne, building collagen and elastin, increasing healing and repair and circulation. So like if you have acne scars and stuff like that, it would be great. And similar to the new face device, you use a conductive gel. But this device looks like a computer mouse. So this is the one that everybody is kind of like, they kind of fangirl over because it's so pretty. Mm. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like if you had it sitting out on your vanity, you're like, oh, this is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's white with gold trim. It is $495. Mm. I'm sorry, but I did tell you about the Tinkle, which was $5. Yeah. So you can't hate on me.
Together, it's only $500.
Stop. But I actually use this one pretty regularly. I'll be real.
Huh.
I use it probably once a week. And I just like the way that it cups the skin in a way. Like,
is it easier to use than the new face?
I feel like it is a bit easier to use, to be completely honest. And you use it in the same direction, the same way as the new face. But I just like the way that how it covers the surface area.
Yeah.
And also, so similar, it beeps. So it'll tell you like, okay, you're done with this section, go on to the next.
Yeah.
This one has different programs and it connects to an app that you can download on your phone. So it's like you have acne and you need a spot treatment. So it gives you a 1 minute treatment to go over and how to do it on your face.
Smart.
If you want the whole lifting experience, there's like a 12 minute treatment that you can, you know, activate on your device and it connects to the app. So it knows exactly like, okay, we're doing the 12 minute treatment or we're doing the 2 minute treatment. And there's 8 different treatment types to pick from. So I really like that. I like that it's like giving you the facial tools you need at home.
Right. All right. So then you're spending $500, but you're getting all of these different treatments out of it.
Yes. And just know that, you know, you're getting the device, you're getting an 80 milliliter bottle of the Golden Conductive Gel to use. It comes with a sealable padded travel bag, a cleaning cloth, a user guide, and illustrated instructions, plus like the wall cable and charger. So you're getting everything you need.
A deal.
I mean, listen. this is for the extra as hell person. Let's be real.
No, but we're talking about products that we love and use and actually work. And so it actually works.
It does actually work. I think like, listen, if you do want to try a microcurrent device and you do not have the budget to just throw down $500, I know a lot of people probably don't.
Yeah.
Get the new face.
Yeah.
I think the new face is an incredible investment and it's a really great way to see the magic and benefits of a microcurrent device.
Yeah. And I would say too that a lot of clinics and spas offer new face treatments. So that's a great way to try out the device and also have someone teach you how to use it.
Yeah. And have, if you're in the facial and you want to see how well it works, have them do one side of your face and then have you look in the mirror, because I joke that like filler helps with my resting bitch face, but like I don't get filler all the time.
Yeah.
So if I really need a little up and up, I grab my microcurrent device. So those are the six products that we just love and swear by. There are some honorable mentions that we do want to throw out just because we don't have time to go into all of them. But the Tri-Lights one.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. Yeah, we gave one away.
We gave one away.
Yeah.
The Jillian Dempsey Gold Sculpting Bar.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people love this product. It's like a vibrating tool. You may have actually seen it on like doctors and registered nurses that administer injectables. They usually use it when injecting to help like minimize pain, but it's a vibrating tool. It helps basically just to depuff and stuff like that. I use it over my face masks just because I like to use it. And then Skin Gym also makes a cupping kit. Cupping is an amazing treatment. I love it. I've used cupping on my back.
Yeah. But the ones for your face are like, they're small.
Oh, they're small.
Like little suction.
Yeah. And they're not going to make your skin with like, they're not going to leave the red marks.
Yeah.
You use them on wet skin or with the serum or oil or whatever, and you can sculpt your skin. You can help plump it. There's so many different things that you can use. The Skin Gym kit comes with like two regular sized for your face and then two tiny sized for under your eyes.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Awesome.
Anything else?
No, I think we covered it. If you guys have any questions about any gadgets that you've been looking at and wonder what our thoughts are, hit us up, DM us, Instagram us.
DM us.
Facebook us. Please. Tweet us.
Yeah, our Facebook group is really awesome. I love how many posts are coming out of it every day.
I know.
It's really cool to see.
And you guys are all so just like active and, informed. You know, chatting with each other. Yeah, informed. I feel like I'm learning stuff.
Yeah.
So keep chatting.
And please do us a favor, share with your friends, tag people on Instagram, let them know we exist so we can grow. And don't forget to leave those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. This is not our full-time job. We would love it to be at some point, but we do this out of the love and kindness of our heart. It costs nothing to leave us a review. Please, I'm like, we're offering you a service. So the least you can do is leave us a 5-star review.
Thanks
and love ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.